This is DV, the boss man from VanDigital.com, and y'all listen to the Hip Hop Digest. Digest.
My favorite rap podcast in the world is one that is unknown. Yeah. Unknown to many. Yeah. It's called the Hip Hop Digest Show.
Okay.
It is by far the greatest podcast. It's a bunch of old, angry, grumpy men like myself.
Yep.
You know, and they speak their mind, and they have no apparent connections to the industry.
Right.
From what I know, they live down in Maryland and in the DMV area. Mm-hmm. So what you're getting is the opinion of someone who could speak their mind without, you know, the
right.
without the fear of ruining a relationship.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy Kurt G.
And of course it's E Color. What's up, fellas? Happy holidays.
That's what's happy good. Happy holidays.
No doubt. So this is the special Hip Hop Digest.
Hope you all had a good Christmas
and everything like that.
If
so
you celebrate those things.
Right. So anyway,
Shanika, Kwanzaa. Yeah, all that.
No, all that. So anyway, this is the big show, the extravaganza. Every year, each of us give our top 10 albums of the year. And without further ado, we ain't even gonna keep this.
We ain't even gonna keep the suspense popping.
Yeah, we gonna get right in. Here we go, Hip Hop Digest albums of the year. First up is Kurt G with his 10 album report. Go in.
Damn, I'm first up the bat. Shit. All right. So this year, number 10, I got John Robinson in Chief. We the Prolific. This album right here. This that grown man hip hop.
That grown man.
Yeah. This that adult contemporary hip hop. This a 40-year-old nigga rhyming from a 40-year-old's perspective. Oh. Not acting like he 25. You know what I'm saying? You know that acting like he just left the trap and on his way to the strip club trying to make it rain. make it rain. Nigga, I can't afford that shit, nigga. I need to pay my motherfucking mortgage.
Right.
I need groceries in the house.
Ain't that the truth?
Fuck that shit.
There you go.
All right.
All right, number 9, we got Union Black Street English.
Mm.
This is some UK hip-hop right here,
mm.
but with a different twist, though. Union Black is from America. Yeah, this bloke is from America, but he lives in London. But anyway, this dude album, he made the list for the same reason that all my other albums made this list, because he got quality beats and quality rhymes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm simple, nigga. Just give me a good beat, a nigga that can flow, and you got me all day. I don't need no bells and whistles or gimmicks with my motherfucking hip hop.
Your dictionary, bro.
Dictionary. Fuck that shit.
You been hanging around King Killer too much with these impressions, B.
All right. At number 8, we got Mocha Only, Magical Weirdness.
Mm.
Man, nigga, so many have tried, but this cat has truly captured the essence of that Dilla bounce.
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about, right? The way Dilla make them beats and how he's nice on the move with the bass lines.
Oh, you.
Yeah.
And that slum village rhyme style he be kicking on them joints. And I know. Niggas would be like, yo, this motherfucker biting Dilla whole shit. And I couldn't even argue with him because they right.
Oh, you bastard.
I mean, all I can really say in response is, hey, he do be paying homage. He always shouting Dilla out. You know, he be giving Dilla respect.
All right.
At number 7. I got First Division, Overworked, and Underpaid.
Mm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I can say the same thing about this album that I'm going to say about my boys, The Addicts album. This is some old white boys. Yes, white boys, just like The Addicts, that's doing pure hip-hop.
Come on, dude.
Right. The way it's supposed to be done. Beats, rhymes, and cutting.
Gnarly.
Period.
Just fucking gnarly.
Like
King
Killer would say, period. All right, and number 6, I got the Four Owls, Natural Order.
Unbelievable. That's in your top 10?
Yes, my nigga.
Wow. Okay.
Yes, no frontin', though. I ain't even know about these cats until I heard them on that joint they did with Primo, that Think Twice joint.
Talk about a bunch of blokes.
Yes. I know a lot of Americans don't listen to UK hip-hop.
Talk about a bunch of blokes.
Because of the accent, but I don't give a fuck about that accent and shit. If the beats is hitting and niggas is spitting, I'm with it.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Because I really don't give a fuck about where niggas is from. It's where you at.
All right.
There you go.
Shout out to the 18th letter. right, and number five, I got The Addicts, as I was talking about. The album is called This Is For Us, and the title says it all. This album's for niggas like us. This album is pure hip-hop. Beats, rhymes, and scratching. Period.
Mm.
All right, at number four, we got Superstition Gold Standard. It's good to see a veteran that's still making quality hip hop music.
Yep.
Because you know how it is in this game. After so many years of doing this shit and not really getting nothing out of it, people tend to say, like, fuck that hip hop shit. Fuck this bullshit. I ain't fucking with this shit. I'm moving on. But
that or switch and fight.
You know what I'm saying? But it's good to see a veteran that is sticking with it and doing hip hop the way it's supposed to be done because he loves it. And not because he's looking for some pot of gold at the end of the rainbow shit.
Louis Farrakhan.
You know? At number three, we got Talib Kweli and Ninth Wonder, Indy 500. Now, I listen to this album more than any other album on the list. I think they did an excellent job with the track selection. And the MCs on there is nice, too.
Right.
And plus to see that Talib's name is on it, knowing that he's a top three pandering bear on this show, nigga.
Right, top three pandering bear. You know what I'm
saying? It's good to see that he ain't forgotten his roots totally.
All right.
Right.
Woo-hoo. And plus Talib was saying that the Indy 500 is not just the name of the album. It represents a movement like the Native Tongues had back in the 90s.
Yeah.
You know, if you put Native Tongues up there and you put yourself in that same lane, you better have some shit coming with it. That's a high bar to set, nigga. That's a real high bar to set.
Right.
All right, and number two, you can see this one coming if you listen to the show. This is my young boy right here. Add to Pray for the Poor.
There you go.
Yeah, because lyrically, this nigga is the truth. He just wicked with the wordplay, and ain't too many young niggas that's fucking with him. Period.
Add to.
I was like, all you got to do is listen to that song on the album called Good Morning Black America. There's so much truth in that song about us as black people. And I'm talking about ugly truth. You know what I'm saying? How black people talk, how we don't like to talk about some shit. Well, on the shit, that song right there, we could do a whole motherfucking show on the song, on that song, some shit he said on that song.
Dirty Laundry?
No, the song is called Good Morning Black America.
No, I'm saying it. Putting out Dirty Laundry.
Nigga. He's putting it out there, the shit that we don't like to talk about.
You know, shout out to Diff, because we fickle.
We are some fickle motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I know that niggas like Bill O'Reilly and Rush Limbaugh be putting racist spins on the shit that they be saying about us, but it's some truth to that shit too, though.
Oh, there it is.
You know what I'm saying? But anyway, back to the regularly scheduled program. At number one, I got Apollo Brown Grandeur. That's that mean. It's mean, Jack. That's mean, Jack.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What can I say about Apollo Brown? Yeah. I think since we started doing the year-end albums, Apollo has been on damn near every list.
Yeah,
I'm not 100 on that, but I'm not sure about that. But I think he has been.
All right,
I believe so. He's been a consensus a couple times.
Oh hell yeah,
yeah.
Come on, man. Apollo beats. It's just pure hip hop. It's just hip hop, traditional hip hop. That is. I mean, you can just draw a direct line from him to niggas like Primo and Pete Rock. Yeah. To DITC niggas like Lord Finesse, Diamond D, Buck Wild.
Yeah.
You know the official niggas. Apollo Brown is a direct descendant of those producers, a straight direct descendant. You can see that.
That King Killer golf clap fucks me up every time.
Yeah. Yes. And on this album, as usual, he just keeps it hip hop like he's supposed to. And that'd be list, my niggas.
Before you get out, though, it was a real hard year, B. You ain't got no honorable mentions.
B, I'm coming down my list right now.
He got it.
I got to wind down because this year I was going to go the opposite, but niggas beat me up.
Yeah,
I was getting it before the show because I was going to start from 1 and work my way down to 10. But these niggas were like, how the fuck are you going to start? You got to build a climax, nigga, from 10 to 1. I was like, all right, B. All
right, Kurt G.
Nigga, my honorable mentions.
Yeah, honorable mentions. Get it.
Yeah. And then number 11, Slum Village, Yes album.
There you go.
And number 12, A1 and Phonics, Knowledge Itself. And number 13, JRPH7, Chewy, the South Sac Mac.
Nice.
Number 14, SD Knack and Purpose, 14 Forms, the Book of SD Knack. And number 15, PG County Representatives, Godzilla, Believe in Godzilla.
Nice.
That record. Oh,
yes. And I also want to give a special honorable mention to that Village Park, Same Old Shitty P.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was impressed with the Young Bulls.
All right.
And hopefully they can stay on the right path. Hopefully.
All right.
Because I know that temptation to do what they peers is doing is going to
be
so
great.
Hard
it's gonna be
to
great,
ignore.
Yeah. Yeah, no
but we need some promising young boys like them to pass the torch to.
All right.
And some young girls too, you know.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know how that Nicki Minaj shit has got the young girls all fucked up in the head now.
No, right.
So they want to be like them, but we need them to try to turn the corner and come back to us.
Mm, indeed. Right. Wow, that was incredible. Kerr G's albums of the year. Okay, next up, The Bat.
I believe that'll
be me.
Oh,
I believe that's me.
E Swerving, what's good? Go in.
Yo, this year was a different kind of year for me when it come to like music I was listening to, B. So my top 10 is like very personal. You know how sometimes we have we always have a consensus. I don't know if I'm gonna be a part of that this year, because I was just on some differentness this year.
Alright.
So
you was on your King Killer this year, did your different shit.
And I'm gonna start it off by saying number 10 is Black Violin.
Okay.
That album with them dudes playing that stuff, it just, you know what I'm saying? I did a lot of driving this year, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the car doing a lot of driving, and I can't take traffic, you know what I'm saying? So listening to that album was like, yeah, I'm feeling that. And I listened to it a lot. And the way I know I listened to it a lot, because I checked my numbers this year. I cheated and looked at my numbers. And so, again, Black Violin, number 10.
All right.
Number 9. A little bit of nostalgia here. I know we don't normally fuck with mixtapes, so to speak, or whatever.
Oh, I do.
But this really fucked with me and made me feel real good about listening to it. Guru Jazzmatazz 5, The Classics.
Oh, wow.
Really, really enjoyed that album, B. It showed just how great that dude was, man. And I missed it. You know what I'm saying? So check it out if you get a chance.
Shout out to Guru.
My one young boy typically gets on here regularly. That's my man, Big Crit, with Better This Way. Again, he did what he did. It's a commercial album, so to speak, right? I think that's a commercial album, isn't it? Because it's got some a little bit. It's got one track on it that I was questioning, but having Adonis as my son, he helped me get through that. But for the most part, I just like the way Big Crit does it, man.
That shit funny. He helped me get through that, like he was helping you cross the street with a walker.
Yeah, just one song.
This nigga like, come on now, don't step on my good foot now. Help me cross the street.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing about Big Crit. He definitely could fit in our lane. But he definitely lets it be known one or two tracks on his albums, commercial albums, that he can run with these young dudes too. So I ain't mad with him for that, because I know where his heart is. Number 7, one of the dudes from the DMV, Ken Starr, Square One, B.
Ooh.
There was a lot of good shit on that album, man.
Damn. I mean,
grown folk rapping, you know what I'm saying? That's my man.
And Star.
And Star. Like that.
Low budget.
No doubt. Low budget is
the word. Shout out
to
Roddy Rod.
And then, this album was like a movie to me. Words Paint Pictures. Rapper Big Pooh.
Oh, he was on the fringes, B. If I had a top 20, he would be in. He was on the fringes right there. And he got a new album out too, Home Sweet Home. That damn joint got some joints on there too.
I'll be getting on that next. But for this list,
Rapper Big Pooh,
it's like he really, really went in on some topics on that joint, B, like police brutality, a whole lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? And like I've always said this, when I listen to music, I see it, you know what I'm saying? I see which helps doing other shit I used to do, like with G Light. So it was just very vivid to me, this album, and I loved it. And I'm still listening to it, actually.
All right.
And then we had a female who has been running from us from this interview for a long time, and we're going to get her. But goddamn, man, Dominique LaRue with Grand.
That's a female MC. Dominique LaRue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Dominique LaRue. She put in the work. She did some of that singing stuff on there, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad, because it wasn't Drake-ish or whatever.
Oh, it wasn't Lauryn Hill-ish, was it?
No, it was definitely not Miss Education.
Okay, I'm just checking.
It was a hip-hop album.
LaRue is nice.
Not
on
an
the
R&B
lyrics.
Album.
She some niggas up. She is very nice.
Woohoo! Yeah.
Yeah. So, big up to her. And this one I struggled with, but I listened to it so much that I had to put it in here. Number 4, incredible music. Very, very good rappers. Dr. Dre, Compton. Had to get him. I know it's a struggle for some folks, but that album, I just thought it was a very, very, very good album. Yeah. The music, again, the production.
I mean, this is your top 10 list. I'm all in, though.
I'm all in on your top 10 right now.
I'm on my toes right now.
I understand. I look, I didn't make it up. I cheated and looked at the numbers.
Okay. All right.
So number three is, again, another head from DMV who put up the album called The Good Fight. Ooh, my man, Odyssey. Man, Odyssey. Yeah. When I first heard that album, I was like, I don't know, B. But by the time I listened to it on the 20th, 30th time, I was all in. Odyssey always brings it. You know what I'm saying? I don't think I've ever not liked an Odyssey album. But this one, like I said, it got a lot of run. And then this album right here was basically a freaking hodgepodge of rappers just doing it on top of Static Selector's beats, Lucky 7.
Wow. Lucky 7.
Yeah, man. Lucky 7. A lot of tracks on that album, B.
Yeah, it was a lot of tracks on there.
Yeah.
That, 22 to me, or 23
to me,
joints.
That's what hurt him from my list, because he had so many tracks. If he had brought that down to like 12 tracks, he would have definitely made the list.
No doubt. But damn it, B. Damn it, Scotty. I'm a fanboy for this kid right here. I'm a fanboy. Yo, I'm just be real. I'm going to be real, B. The voice, the lyrics, the way he rhymes, the shit he rhymes about, the tracks he uses, the whole New York fucking feel. Fuck Jay-Z. Sky Zoo, Music for My Friends. Wow. Fucking album of the year in my fucking... Woo-hoo. Shit was crazy. Woo-hoo. I listened to that shit straight through, over and over and over and fucking over. I'm one of his friends. He made that shit for me, nigga.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we were standing right next to that nigga.
Exactly.
And didn't even know we were standing next to him. That's and we loved his music. That's a backstory. We was in Baltimore.
We went
to Baltimore one time to go to a show to go see Sky Zoo. Now, this is the funny
actually,
part about
let's keep it real. Let's not fuck it up. Right. We went up there to hang with Wordsmith.
That's right. Wordsmith, that's right. Our man Wordsmith.
Hang with him.
Right. We went there to hang with him.
To have him on the bill.
Right. He was on the bill. We went to go see Wordsmith, and Sky Zoo was on the bill. And I was like, oh, yeah, fuck with Sky. I like Sky Zoo shit. That nigga be nice on the rhyme. Never knew what he looked like. Had no clue what he looked like. We were standing right next to the nigga.
Talking to
him about people on the stage, straight tripping. Like, we didn't even know what he looked like. And then the nigga got up on the stage, I was like, what? Oh, Sky Zoo? Like, wow. That's Sky Zoo. But that just shows how old school we are. We type of niggas, we like the music because we like the music, not what you look like, what you got on your swag, nigga. I like what the fuck you, how you bring swag. Your shit to the mic and how your music
swag.
Sound.
Swag.
Yeah. Swag. And my choice of his album ain't got nothing to do with us interviewing him and Torre on WNYU with Peter Oasis and them. But the music is just great to me, B. He just has that whole New York sound to me. The way he rhymes, what he's rhyming about, the music is just crazy.
So Scott Zoo is doing what New York should be doing.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
maybe sir. Maybe that's who JD was talking about.
Maybe.
Maybe so. Indeed.
But
okay,
so
what's your honorable?
Let me run down these honorable mentions real quick, because goddamn, we could have did a top 20 for real. You know what I'm saying? Honorable mention, Talib Kweli, Indy 500. I'm still going through it. I like it a lot, and I was trying to figure out if I should slide it in at 10 or 9, but it just couldn't knock off these other ones for me. Peace for Mendels. Pete Rock.
Okay.
Of course, Slum Village, yes. Reliving, Large Pro. Songs in the Key of Price, Sean P, and Dillatronic, Jay Dilla. Those are my honorable mentions.
All right.
Okay.
All right. That is E Swervin's year in review for his top 10 and honorable mentions. So I guess it's up to me now.
Let's do it.
Bring it home.
All right.
Come on, Kane.
Come on, Kane. That's what's up. King Killer's top 10. And I'm always a mix of it. I put everything in, but I guess I'm kind of like the color. It's what I listen to.
So give me the goddamn gun, Dre.
At number 10, Full Circle, Infinite Edges. Now, the only reason why this made the list is because it's one of those leftovers, like, from the year before.
Late last year.
Like, late last year, but I'm sorry. I thought the album musically had a solid hip-hop foundation. People were on their Bandcamp site talking about, when are you guys going to put this out on vinyl? This is nuts. So I definitely had to put them in my top 10. Certainly, I listened to them early in the year, not so much late in the year, but shout out to them. At number 9, Kembar as Wu-Kang, Bronze Horse.
Oh, boy.
So everybody's running around this year talking about the Wu album sucks, okay? We're not talking about rocket science here, okay? You got Kembar, Kev Brown, doing it better than RZA. I'm sorry, this is ridiculous. And I know some of the records were the same loops, and obviously Wu wouldn't use the same loops. But the spirit of the law, not so much the letter of the law. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, shout out to Kembar as Wu-Kang. That's number 9. Number 8 on my list, JRPH7 and Chewy, the South Sack Mac.
That's a young nigga right there.
Yo,
wow. You weren't even feeling that at first, weren't you?
Hey, and I'm going to tell that story because when Kerji announced the album, I was like, oh, who's this nigga Chewy? Can he handle
exactly
the weight?
Exactly, I remember that
you
shit.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm like, yo, that's nice, baby.
Can he handle the weight of JRPH7? Not only did he handle the weight, one of my favorite tracks on there is Florin Light Rail. Man, yeah. The details about his city, Sacramento, look, every city sell drugs. Every city got gats and is shooting niggas. But yeah. This cat is talking about the particular light rail, then going from the light rail and catching the bus, the particular bus name and letter and streets. Just the detailed Sacramento.
Like right there.
Right. He's taking me through Sacramento so crazy through this record. I was like, yo, not only can he handle the weight, it's a very articulate, very good album from a young man, Chewy. Stand up.
There you go.
Indeed. Number 7, The Mixtape Unites Volume 6. This is basically an online DJ by a gentleman, DJ Ab Funk. And this is just him cutting up records from 2010, 12, 13, all the way up to 14, I guess. Just a DJ, just cutting it up. Just great, great record selection. My favorite record on there is, and I think this came out in 2013. Gentleman, Jorn Bombay featuring M. Ski, Phil Most Chill, and Oxygen, called The Rampagers. And what it is a cover of EPMD's Rampage that is excellent. Excellent.
Damn.
You know what I mean? As well as J-Zone. He got a record on there called Crime Wave, where J-Zone talks about how New York City is all gentrified. And let's get it back to the, you know, we need a crime wave.
Damn.
Turning on, you know what I mean? Talking about dating this young girl who's talking about, oh my goodness, you know, walking her poodle. He's like, yo, let's get back to New York the way it used to be. We need a crime wave. It's crazy.
Damn, that's not going to happen.
No, it's not. But I'm just saying. So that's at number 7. Number 6 is going to be controversial. It may bring the house down. Tyler, the Creator, Cherry Bomb.
What?
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 Nigga.
B, what show are you doing right now?
Wait a minute. I got to take my headphones off and put them back on again.
Nigga.
Could you repeat that, sir?
Nigga, number 6, Tyler, the Creator, Cherry Bomb.
Nigga. Not the GOAT.
Nigga. Let me tell you something. First of all, when I first heard the, right off the break, he got a record on there called Death Camp. When I heard that, I was like, okay, what's this nigga on? I investigate further, okay? Tyler Creator is one of these guys who he's living a separate life. He got a musical life. He got a Twitter life. He got some other shit he doing, and they never cross. So he could get up there and say some bullshit about clown in the 90s, but then you look at the music on Cherry Bomb, you be like, who the fuck you fooling, nigga?
I'm getting this album immediately, and I will be calling you afterwards.
Nigga, I'm just going to tell
you. You're downloading right now, huh?
Look, I'm going to tell you, and the reason why this is on my list is because I'm used to taking Incoming Fire. I remember when I took the Incoming Fire on Electric Circus, this is similar.
You're still taking fire on that.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Yes, you are, B. It's two against one, but you can keep your spot, though.
Indeed.
We still love you.
Number five, Mocha Only California Sessions Volume 2.
You got Mocha 2?
Oh, my God, nigga. You took my thunder, but I'm going to repeat it. There is nobody. A lot of people have tried. A lot of people have said, yo, we making this shit in homage, in tribute, J Dilla style. Mm-mm. This nigga right here, Mocha Only.
B, Mocha has fucking captured the spirit, yo.
Not only California Sessions Volume 2. First of all, that was made in 2003 as just a mixtape he threw out there. Okay? But his beat, the flow, how he rhymed, sound like some Slum Village shit.
Yeah, B, it's all slum. He got the crazy Slum Village in a box. He has that shit. That whole Dilla first Slum Village album, that whole vibe, he has that shit, yo. He got it locked.
Right. No doubt.
He's got that shit, yo. No, it's crazy. Doubt. You feel like you're listening to Slum Village with Dilla. You're like, wow.
Yeah, I know.
Casanova Rudd Super Lover C.
All right. Number four on my list is Odyssey, The Good Fight.
Well, there you go.
I was like swerving. When I first listened to it, I was like, well, you know. I'm gonna be honest with you. It was one of them albums that he was in or out. I just couldn't, you know, but he ended up being in Odyssey. You know, boy, you can safely say it, if you're buying his records and you buy his records, that you're gonna get a good product and you're gonna get quality.
Oh, yeah, right. You're gonna get quality.
You're
definitely gonna get quality from him.
Indeed. Okay, number three is Talib Kweli and Ninth Wonder, Indy 500.
Wow.
So there's a story behind that. So I first listened to the album, but not listen. And I was like, I don't know if I like all the guys that gets appearance on there, blah, blah, blah.
I'm telling
Kurt G this or whatever. So, you know, Kurt G is like, really? That shit's in my top 10, nigga. I'm like, okay. All right, let me sit down and actually listen to it. And when I actually sit down and listen to that shit, my nigga, word is born. If there was a consensus album of the year, it might be that.
It's on all three of our lists.
That shit's absolutely nuts.
Yeah, that's
mine's crazy. Just honorable, but it's on there.
Indeed. Okay, number two, mixtape, Will Cologne, Weekend at Cologne's Part 3.
Wow.
Now, this guy calls a DJ. He calls himself a music curator, okay? One of these smart college-ass niggas and shit. I think he writes for the Huffington Post or some shit like that, okay? But let me tell you something. The skill of a DJ certainly is about cutting and scratching, and we give props to that. But there's a certain amount of DJ knowledge that they used to do back in the days. When you have the knowledge of the music and you put together a certain playlist that is so cohesive, cut after cut after cut.
Right.
Now, this weekend at Cologne's, for those of you who are old enough, my nigga, some of the edits on there and, you know, the blends, I'm like, jeez.
You're gonna have niggas out here Googling, looking for the shit you got on your list, nigga.
Will Cologne, Weekend at Cologne's Volume 3. Oh, this is strictly for old heads. It's not for young boys.
It's a no-fly zone for young boys?
No, it's a no-fly zone for young boys.
Wow.
Let me tell you something. Swerving, when you peep that Will Cologne, you're going to be like, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
All right. And number one on King Killer's 2015 list comes right down to it. Kendrick Lamar, Pimpin' Butterfly. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you why for one reason and one reason only. I mean, there's a lot of different reasons, but the main reason, courage. This nigga could get the Courage of the Year award in the face of every ratchet, every trap, every drill, every nigga that is just an ignoramus out there ever. This nigga goes a different way. And he's a commercial with a lot more to lose. Okay.
Damn, B, you gonna be all right.
Yeah.
My favorite cut on there is These Walls featuring Bilal, Anna Wise, and Thundercat. First of all, that kid Thundercat, y'all motherfuckers don't know nothing about him. I'm gonna tell you that right now. But nonetheless, you know, Kendrick Lamar, chaotic at times on the mic, but the musical courage in the face of the commercial. We all the time. I wonder why Jay-Z don't make a real hip-hop album. Or I wonder why blah, blah, blah don't make a real hip-hop album. He's rich as fuck. It won't hurt him. Okay?
It hurts their image, though.
Yeah, well, shout to Kendrick, Courage of the Year Award. He was my number one album of the year. And point blankly, like Swervin, I just ended up listening to that shit all fucking year.
Damn, B, I'm going to have to go through your list with a fucking fine tooth comb.
So,
Tyler?
I got
yeah, number Tyler one shit, commercial.
I can't get that one out of my head.
Number one?
That Tyler shit has got me, B.
Hey, and trust me when I tell you, I knew I was going to take some incoming fire for that. My honorable mention list is not as big as others, but they are quickly a Dirt Platoon Bareface Robbery.
Oh, my nigga.
Oh, my God. They're the new
Baltimore,
Onyx.
Nigga.
Oh, yes.
Baltimore, nigga.
That, no they, doubt. Shuko, For the Love of It. Oh, the tracks on that shit and what fucking... Oh, that Shuko, For the Love of It. And, oh, I can just highly just... He got joints on there. No doubt about that. Apollo Brown, Grandeur. I mean, come on. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, really? I mean, fuck. If it came out earlier in the year, there'd be somebody knocked off. And
he knocked a lot of niggas off just strictly off a beat.
That,
just,
I know. Sure hip-hop, right. No doubt. No sure. doubt. No doubt. And another mixtape, Sims, NWA Samples. You talk about blended.
Oh, I was just listening to that the other
nigga,
day.
Nigga, you talking about blended.
I was just listening to that joint the other day.
You talking about blends?
Yeah, that
yo,
is flavor.
This
son.
Nigga,
that
Sims, literally Swervin. He takes the NWA records, he plays the NWA, and then he blends the original breakbeat flawlessly.
Okay, so... I almost put your government out there, B. All
right.
All right. I'm going to need that album tonight, as Bernie Mac would say.
No doubt. No doubt. Oh, I'm sorry. And then, really, I couldn't think of it. That Shuko on the Love of It, Grand Poobah's performance on there is ridiculous, but I digress.
Okay.
But
I did hear that. Yes.
But that is my joints. There we go. The extravaganza. No doubt.
Hip Hop Digest 67 albums of the year.
Yes, sir. Niggas were like, I thought they said 10. That sounded like 45.
Well, you know what, B? While people are listening to the radio hearing six songs all goddamn year, we listening to music, B.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the list, and as varied as our lists are, that just, again, just, you know, shows you that, you know, we're not a one-trick pony show.
I think this is the most varied our list have ever been.
I believe that.
Yeah, we all came in real personal this year.
Yeah, yeah, I believe that.
You know, I thought about that too when I was doing my list, because like I said, I'm not doing any more top five MCs and nothing like that for discussions unless it's personal. So I turned that into my top 10 albums this year. I said, you know what? This is personal this year. What I listen to, I like it. I don't give a fuck nobody else don't like it. I like these 10 albums and my honorable mentions, and that's what it is.
That's what's up, no doubt. All right, so since we're at the end of the year, we're going to just do a recap of the year of some of the highlighted topics that we talked about and some of the things that we went in against. The first thing is Old School Hip Hop is Dead, and that consists of Vince Staples and guys like Tyler, the Creator, who tried to this year just troll, you know, saying the 90s ain't shit, 90s overrated, fuck old school hip hop. You just had that young boy, you know, bravado against, you know, up against admittedly guys like Vince Staples. He's a smart guy, and I think he is going to have a career doing something else other than hip hop. Dead ass honest with you.
That's a backhanded compliment, B.
Yo,
welcome
man.
To Michael's. Can I direct you to the arts and crafts?
Yes, this is my rendition of the 16 chapels.
No doubt. But I mean, at the end of the day, look, with all that fuck the 90s shit, nigga, you got to stand on what your generation is doing. Okay, and at the end of the day, it's going to be a motherfucker like Vince Staples that's going to sit up there and going to defend, you know, a lot of bullshit. And he knows it, and he's smart enough to know it. That's why he's trying to troll 90s niggas. What do you think about that, son?
Well, I agree with you. He's doing that. But I think he really believes what he's saying, though. It's not like he's really just trolling motherfuckers. I think he really believes that... He's just sick of 90s niggas.
Nigga.
He's sick of that 90s talk, period.
But he's smart enough to know that this generation shit is garbage. I believe that.
But he probably is. But it's his generation, so he's got to be down with something.
And Tyler, the Creator, and he's just basically a troll motherfucker because he's going to jump on nuts and different topics. But that don't got nothing to do with his music, and I see that.
I see that.
That was so a nice save, sir.
That was, because you said he's jumping on nuts and shit.
Right.
Nigga said, chestnuts roasting on an
open
fire.
You heard yourself talking, didn't you?
All right. One of the big topics of last year, obviously, was Macklemore and the Legends. I think it was the American Music Award where Macklemore got up there on a song that really wasn't that good, but he rolled out Melly Mel and Kumo D and Grandmaster Caz and others. And hip hop had a question about Macklemore. And of course, the Legends, because, you know, he got a big up, is giving Macklemore a pass. You know what I mean? Nigga, right. Anytime you in the Bronx, nigga, come by. You know what I mean?
So he got a fly zone. He can go through that.
Right, right.
All
right. So you got Macklemore who's shoring up his, I ain't even going to say legacy, but at least amongst the Legends, it's got a good name as far as hip hop. And the discussion that we had was sort of like, unfortunately, it bordered sort of racial, you know, versus, you know, and I think that we had to bring that out, though. Macklemore is a white guy, and what this means and how African Americans sometimes get jelly, because it quickly went from Macklemore to a guy like Static Selector, and all Static Selector did was stay with the beats. All he did was stay with the MP, the SP, and samples and cutting scratches. And now you got New York niggas who try to do trap music and fail, and then want to shit on Static Selector because now he's starting to get pub.
Yep.
Static Selector is the real deal.
I'm just saying. So Macklemore, yeah, I mean, I get what people were saying. Oh, y'all old head niggas got hoodwinked by Macklemore just because he put Melly Mel up and shit.
Nope.
I mean, I'm not even saying that, but what I'm saying is that, you know, when you leave your flank open, when you a paid nigga, I mean, how long, look, a motherfucker like Coons could have been called fucking Mel. Just for a verse. Could have been called, but never fucked with him. You can't be mad when Macklemore says, oh, these niggas let their flank open. I'm going to take advantage.
This is Sparta!
You know what I mean? So.
I better keep your shield up.
Exactly. So, that's what's up. Another big topic, obviously, was the NWA movie and all NWA-related topics. Swervin, you're a movie head. I mean, when it's all said and done, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the movie is out, NWA, the whole situation
music
is...
Music Hall of Fame, B.
I'm sorry, the Music Hall of Fame, you're right. The whole situation is solidified. I take it way back to 88 when a motherfucker like you turned me on to
yes,
NWA.
Sir. I've been there from the beginning, and it's very nice to see them getting their props for what they were to music in general, not even just hip hop, but music in general.
No doubt.
Them dudes changed the game where it's all fucked up now to steal your boy's line, but they changed the game, B, with the stuff they was talking about.
Yeah, but you know what it got right down to? They were East Coast snobs like myself, you know, and it wasn't grudgingly, but had to admit, well, they really were in the foundations of hip-hop.
Yes, they were. Oh, yes, they were. They were. People can go back right now and listen to their first cuts and be like, damn.
Yeah, exactly. No doubt. So, indeed. The next topic, it was kind of big. I believe the loss of Sean Price was huge.
Yes.
And only because what it showed you, not only did Sean Price get better at his craft, but Sean Price was actually the template for what you do when you're a veteran in the game and you don't have to go nuts. You don't have to go sell out. You don't have to go all pandering bear. Nope. You don't have to do that. You know what I mean? So shout out, you know, we certainly, the loss of Sean Price was a big topic of last year. Drake, Meek Mills, and the Drake Ghostwriter reference track whole thing was a gigantic thing last year. I just remember fucking fans of Drake praying. I mean, motherfuckers was praying that he didn't get took out. You know what I mean? And evidently, you know, the internet decided it wasn't about lyrics, it wasn't even about battling or none of that shit. So, you know, Drake fans were certainly satisfied. That solidified him as a boss and a big money maker. An Apple $19 million deal. I mean, so, you know, all of us.
And Meek Mills is done.
And Meek Mills is done. But, you know, what can I say about that? Yo, look, you can say that Drake is all of that in the world of commercial rap, and you're not going to get an argument from me. You're just not going to get an argument from me like that. But I just believe it, and I'll say it till the cows come home. I believe Aubrey is phony as a $7 bill.
Damn. You can't get no $7 bills, B?
B, I'm just saying. I believe Aubrey.
You can't tape a $2 bill to a $5
bill? I believe Aubrey is as phony as a $7 bill. Now, Aubrey, the thing about Aubrey, he doesn't have to be 100, okay? Because the space he is in is that is already been built for him by a lot of sources. The throne has been built and tailor-made for him to act out exactly what he's doing.
Can I just throw something in there, though?
Go ahead.
Nicki ain't leave Meek, though.
Well, I mean, you know,
I don't
care
I'm
about
just
that.
But we
don't do the TMZ over here.
Yeah, I don't really care about
all
that.
Right, I'm just saying.
But gee, so maybe you guys
really
can.
I know.
But maybe you can expand on that because I know you think that Aubrey has legitimate rhyme skills. Ooh. I think he's an actor.
Oh, Curtis.
Yeah. Me.
I think he's acting. I think he's just as phony as a $2 bill. And now, can he harmony? Can he harmonize? Can he make up?
That nigga can't fucking sing.
Can he do this
up.
Sort of?
He can't even hold a damn note. Okay. That nigga can't fucking sing. He whatever he does that well. Whatever they call that on the hotline blinging.
Yeah,
that he does that well.
He's Ray J on steroids.
Oh wow, that's disrespectful to Ray J.
Oh damn, really?
Ray J can sing better than that, nigga.
I'm gonna have to argue.
Yeah, yeah, B, that nigga can't sing, B. But he does what he does. He does what he does. But I think as an MC, if he actually wanted to MC, I really think he could do it.
Yeah,
I think he could do it. But
that remains to be seen.
He chooses not to do that.
Yeah, it's horses could fly, my nigga.
when pigs fly.
So a big topic that we talked about a lot was Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby.
Oh. Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Fat Albert himself.
I never drugged those women.
Yeah, Dr. Huxtable himself over prescribing medications. You know, I mean, I guess,
a doctor. I really am.
I guess Cos to me was like, wow, his legacy got so besmirched. But I always
smirch,
see,
nigga.
But,
they
but,
ran that shit over and flipped it over and ran it over again.
But I see it as karmatic in a way.
Yeah,
as,
true.
As much as Cos would come in and want to roast poor African American communities or ignorant African American communities on a certain level. Now, we do that about ignorant rappers all day. But we have certainly come to find out that a lot of those ignorant rappers have college degrees, but they're just acting ignorant, and we call them on it. You know? I think. What?
I'm sorry. The one thing about that story that really fucks my head up, though, is us. You, me, and Curtis. I'm sitting in a chair in a hotel in fucking Hilton Head, South Carolina, and you, King Killer, incriminated Dr. Camille on that shit. I was like, what the fuck?
I'm sorry. That's his wife, B.
That don't mean shit,
and
nigga.
I'm just saying the amount of women, if this is like three women over a period of 20 years, yeah, Camille don't know nothing about this shit. And even if you extrapolate for frauds and shit, that's going to take out of the, what, 50-some women? That's going to take out 10? I don't know, B. I'm just saying.
You saying C-Money definitely knows something.
I'm just saying.
You said C-Money.
She definitely knows something.
And check it out. And like I said, and I bolstered that by, and it's not the same, it's a different situation, but I bolstered that by Marvin Gaye's ex-wife coming out and saying, shit, I knew what the fuck Marvin Gaye was doing. Said, matter of fact, I was recruiting chicks for Marvin. So I don't know if Camille was doing that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, Camille, you can't
she
be with a motherfucker.
In the milk
she knew
wasn't
something,
clean.
Right?
Yeah, but Marvin was just smashing. He wasn't feeding pills, B.
B, I'm just saying.
You saying that she knew about the pills? She knew about the women.
She might have.
I'm thinking that she probably knew about the women, but I don't know if she would go that far.
I'm just saying,
she handed them the pills on the way out the door. Like, here,
she
don't
knew
forget
something.
Your pills, Bill.
The little nurse with the little white cup. Here, baby, take these.
You know you're going to need these.
Oh, shit. I don't know, son. So, anyway. Yeah, going on, one of the big topics we talk about is your boy, Hustle Simmons, rush card problem.
Russell Rush.
Co-rock stuff.
Got a girl. She wipes my butt.
So you got Russell. I know you like to get on Rush or whatever.
I'm done, B. I got nothing else.
You ain't got nothing for Rush?
You sure you ain't? It all.
You ain't got at least one more bullet in that gun?
Hope that yoga's helping him.
All right. After that is Jay-Z and his title problems. Three CEOs trying to keep that motherfucking Titanic afloat.
But how you raise the price on that shit? If you already dropping, you gonna raise the price on a nigga that's already paying?
Hey, yo, check it out. I don't know who's paying that extra, but I know y'all niggas was bugging when I sent y'all that info on that title subscription price raise.
Yeah, B.
Again.
And people are paying it.
Yeah. Okay. I guess. I mean, I don't know.
I'm saying y'all pay the white man. You might as well pay me.
But, you know what? Let me stop fronting because I pay for my Sirius, and they done raised the price up. Hell a lot.
Oh, are you serious?
I had to get out.
From what it used to be, they have raised the price up, and I still pay. So I can't I can't front on that. So I understand that. I'm comfortable with it. I like it.
Yo, okay. Really, word is born. Shout out to T-Mobile and free music. I like Spotify, too.
Rhapsody.
Whatever. It's all free on T-Mobile. And as a matter of fact, we ought to email that nigga. We just did a commercial for him.
Well, they don't care.
They don't give a damn. Mm.
Anyway, a topic we talked about is the Confederate flag. Guys like Yellow Wolf and certain other African-American rappers getting caught out there in full flag regalia. Ludacris and others. You know, Confederate flag.
Mr. King Killer, bring that flag down.
That was a
down.
Big topic for us. We had our boy Jeremy Is Dope on here.
Yeah, Jeremy.
His take
right,
on
exactly.
It.
I mean, yeah. So, you know, guys, I think guys got caught out there. I think certain guys got caught out there with that whole Confederate flag shit. And now that, the Civil War, you know, slavery, you know, getting that sale.
You know, it's a fucking riot. You don't want to fuck with me.
Indeed, no doubt. One another big topic we talked about was Action Bronson and his beef with Ghostface. Talked about that a few weeks in a row. I still, to this day, even though you got on the show and apologized to Papa Wu.
Yes, I did.
I still think that motherfucker was frogging. I still believe it. I still think that you just don't bring up a gang of motherfuckers, you know, around that situation, knowing how niggas can get sometimes. But Action Bronson bears some responsibility as well. I'm sorry, you sound too much like Ghost, and you got to know that.
He does.
And you got to know that. I'm sorry.
He knows it.
You know what I mean? You know, Sean, he could have got pissed, I guess, when he first came out. Oh, he sounds just like Biggie. But, I mean, you know, come on. When you sound like somebody else, people are going to say you sound like somebody else. So, all right, what else do we got here? Oh, another thing we talked about pretty big is De La Soul. And that whole, you know, getting money for the album, asking fans. I think at the end of the day, I think a lot of people were jealous. I think a lot of people were jealous because De La Soul true fans came out. And they actually did have excellent memorabilia if you really wanted to and could afford some of that stuff. But I think some people were jealous because De La Soul really did get a lot of money.
Yeah.
And there are other people who wanted to do projects like that, and you know, the motherfuckers is barely getting, you know, $30.
But where the album at though, B?
Yeah, well, now there you
go. There we go. We waiting on it.
That's
so
big question.
I'm figuring the first quarter of 2016 we
I believe
see
that
album.
Yes,
we
exactly.
should see that album.
Okay.
And when it makes all three of our top tens list for the next year afterwards, then all will be set straight.
And I'll thank the fans.
Got to.
And certainly last, but certainly not least, maybe the biggest situation that shot across the bow is the Pharrell Robin Thicke $7 million sampling.
$7 million.
Pharrell sitting up there, Robin Thicke frogging. Point blank, yo.
Y'all
I mean,
niggas know what y'all did.
Exactly. And you got to clear the sample. I mean, point blank, B, you gotta fucking clear the sample. This is not the first time that record's been sampled.
Yeah, well, got him.
I mean,
got him.
Eric's...
But it wasn't that they didn't even sample the record. The nigga just covered the shit and copied it and then act like he didn't. It wasn't that record, though. That's what got him fucked up.
B, you know the old saying. You know what I'm saying? Pornography, I can't define it, but I know it when I see it.
You're right. And niggas knew that song when they heard it. Like, yeah, that sounds the same to me.
Right. I mean,
immediately.
I mean, look at Eric Sermon. Yes, Eric Sermon did sample Just Like Music, and it cost him, I don't know, somewhere like $100,000 or $300,000, or maybe even $500,000 or even $500,000.
But he
said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm paying.
I'm paying. And he made his money back fourfold.
Biggest hit he ever had.
Biggest hit he ever had. All you gotta do is clear the sample,
and
B.
That's the biggest hit that your boy just ever had.
Yeah.
But he didn't clear that sample. He didn't clear
it. Right. He didn't clear it. And now Marvin Gaye family's taking the material to the bank. I believe that Pharrell sitting up there and trying to be a smug bastard is what really got him hammered.
Well, that's what happens when you dress in a monkey suit.
Oh, I'm not.
A monkey suit and a big ass hat
and being smug about it. I ain't sitting up here. I'm not here to do a music lesson. I'm not here
because he's happy.
Do you have a Marvin Gaye record? Have you ever seen a Marvin Gaye record? Then shut up.
That nigga pulled that shit. Oh my god.
Shut up.
Oh my god. You know what? I bet Pharrell is pissed when he had to write that check. I know he's pissed.
But he had the guap to do it though.
That's true.
It's your boy Robin Thicke. I don't know about him.
Oh, that motherfucker. He's sitting up there like I was high. I was on drugs, I was inebriated, and I had nothing to do with the making of the record. I mean, I sung on the record, but I didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, too late.
So, that's what's up. So anyway, it's been a wonderful, wonderful 2015.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
In terms of hip-hop, and you know how the Hip-Hop Digest do. We're on 100, and it's, I say this, yo, and I mean it's just truly, yo. You know, we're going to continue year in, year out, week in, week out to continue to fight for, because it is, I believe, a battle to fight for, you know, the traditional hip-hop.
Hip-hop. That's traditional hip-hop. For. That's what this show is about. We represent hip-hop, the Hip-Hop Digest. We don't represent no corporations. We don't represent no individual rappers, individual producers. We represent none of that shit. We represent hip hop. That's why we'll throw a nigga we love under the bus and praise them in the same damn show.
No doubt.
As long as it's deserving. They're going to get what they deserve.
Exactly.
So before we get out, I certainly want to give a hearty, heartfelt shout out to some of our famous guests who were on the Hip Hop Digest. To Bobby Simmons, our man 50 Grand.
Yes, sir.
Daddy-O, hostess of Sonic Family, Red Alert. I mean, the best interviews, the knowledge that they drop, the education that they give you and have given us on the Hip Hop Digest is priceless. And so we certainly do not want to forget them.
And I also want to thank all our cast that's down with us.
Oh, yeah.
Van Digital. What's up?
No doubt.
Van Digital. Yeah, Van Digital. Said it twice.
Yes, sir. What's good?
Yo, Big B.
Big B. What's good?
In deep show over there.
Yeah, no doubt. You know,
Black is.
Yeah, of course, definitely Black is. I mean, we could go on forever. Jeremy is dope. The governor.
Let's not forget
Black.
The folks out there in L.A.
You know what I'm saying? Oh my goodness, the team out in L.A. 100.
Lehman.
The Lehmans. You know, wife and husband. So
Nubia Hood. Nubia Hood, what's up?
Yeah. No doubt.
Diff, the angry intern.
What's good?
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Even though he's been fronting on that.
Oh, he has been fronting.
It's been me listening to all that music.
You know, took his job, beat and threw him under the bus.
Yeah.
Then nigga, you ain't trying to do the angry intern no more.
Donald Trump is ass. Nigga,
he ready for some pay, B. He like, fuck that internship shit.
I don't got time to listen to that bullshit.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Houston Socialite. I mean, Bagari Black. Everybody who's down with us, and you know, don't get mad we didn't say your name. We just giving thanks to all of you. You know what I mean?
King Kill's gonna send you a handwritten letter.
Well, I don't know about that.
That's not gonna happen.
don't know about that. But in any case, so in 16, you know how we do.
Well, let's since it is, what are we looking forward to in 2016? Go.
More quality hip-hop to continue the way it has been.
2016, early 2016, I hope Torre on the new album doesn't pander.
Damn. Well, mine is to get y'all niggas on video.
Ooh.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Oof. I'm out. Peace.
Peace, y'all.
One.
No doubt, man.
Yeah. The MG. You know, I look into the future as I smoke this. The more I smoke weed, the more in the future I see. Like coming on Beyonce teeth and like putting Lil Wayne to sleep and getting 8 or 9 mil right upon his release. Turn the song off and snatch a black Taylor Swift thong off. Ride around dirty with some nuns in the solo. Take Paris Hilton in the Waldorf Astoria. Light up the hashes. Fuck a Kardashian. Have her get me head in a 95 Astrovan.
Ain't that Kanye, girl?
Nigga, and? Okay. Moving on, moving on. I'm putting the celebrity moms up in the pond. And killed the whole skinny jeans down till it's gone. Tried to fuck Oprah for 100 mil strong. While Miss Obama here smoking the bong. And yo, hey yo, I know we sound real super homes. Super. That's what I'm seeing in the future, homes.
From city to city. Nowadays, it's all about this.
Frontin' ain't no future in your frontin', so let's get it on.
What's in the future? From city to city. Nowadays is all about
frontin'. Ain't no future in your frontin', so let's get it on.
What's in the future for us? None of us really know. Sit back, relax, and let the sky blow. Hoping to see more dough than the year before. Visions of overseas shows with these Molly poppin' hoes, Molly whopping foes. 2020 flying cars, yo, we copping those. Nothing is promised to us, only death is. We living reckless. Religious idols on our necklace. New lasers will replace old bullets and clips. Newborns rebooted with computer chips. Lost a bad chick, no worries, you could clone the bitch. Niggas is lying in their raps till my ears is numb. Black people still struggling the years to come. So, lace up your boots and get ready to run. The new world order is here, no time to blast your gun. In the blink of an eye, your whole life is done. The future will be darker than the past was, son.
What's in the future? From city to city. Nowadays, it's all about this.
Frontin' ain't no future in your frontin', so let's get it on.
What's in the future? From city to city. Nowadays, it's all about this.
Frontin' ain't no future in your frontin', so let's get it on.
What's in the future?
Frontin' ain't no future in your frontin', so let's get it on.
What's in the future?
Frontin' ain't no future in your frontin', so let's get it on.
What's in the future?
Frontin' ain't no future in your frontin'.
What's in the future?
Frontin' ain't no future in your frontin', so let's get it on. Get it on.
Party people, please pardon my absence. But I've been out sick, laid up in the lab since. Somebody said hip-hop is dead. My pastime is past tense. These rappers making dollars acting like they don't have sense. I stayed in the studio, studied the beat. Listened for weeks and hit the streets till I muddied my feet. Killer verses, my ink pen bloodied the sheets. They call me AK. When I spit, it's like I'm busting my heat.
drop something heavy on you. That's a crush in the feet, like your shoes too small. Crush in the feet. Anyway, hands in the air like I'm taking attendance. Everybody stand clear while I'm making my entrance. Your boy got bars like I'm facing a sentence. You don't want to spar, my whole squad's relentless. That's when I started spitting like I was sitting in the dentist chair. And the niggas started shitting because I really didn't have no business here. Yeah, yo, but why should I finish there? I can serve you, but if I kill your whole crew, then it's fair. Check out this piece I wrote. I'm still spitting the ill writtens like a teacher's note. It go, I know I've been missing your class. Truth is, I've been sick. I hope I'm still in the position to pass. Cause I'm sick of school, sick of class, sick of stepping over all of these rappers. But I don't pick up trash, yo. So break up desk, I'm here for the makeup test. Break bread and stick them up for the cash. Stick 'em. I'm better than whoever you gonna get. Stick 'em. I'll pass any test. Yeah. Too long, that's how long these raps took. Getting written, but guaranteed I'm spitting dope bars and fat hooks. Waited too long, now I got a catalog that looks mad old and faded and dated like scrapbooks. Worn out, a few pages torn out, but here's where the story gets long and drawn out. I'm still going in, yo, f*** that, I ain't going out. Just take a look around, see I don't sound like no one out. Remember how I said this music ain't dead? Cause I be ripping shows, I got different flows like a shower head. AK, I'll pick up the hammer and spray. I'm dropping bars like I knocked down the candy display. Bars everywhere, please don't stand in this way. Or get too comfortable if you was planning to stay. I'll kick him to the curb like garbage on pickup day. Don't make this AK hiccups, play. Hey, check out this piece I wrote. I'm still spitting the ill writtens like a teacher's note. It go, I know I've been missing your class. Truth is, I've been sick. I hope I'm still in the position to pass. Cause I'm sick of school, sick of class, sick of stepping over all of these rappers. But I don't pick up trash, yo. So break up desk, I'm here for the makeup test. Break bread and stick them up for the cash.
I'm in the cut, rolling dudes up. When you see me, throw them twos up. Peace, you don't wanna see the beast. At the round table, preparing for the feast. And I'm eating everything but the plate. Had to swallow my pride, but I'm chewing on the hate. Break bread with my brother, you couldn't get a flake. I always heard, never bite the hand that feeds you. And always be wary of the minds that seed you. Just keep it real. I know that sounds cliche, but the ground's where my feet stay. Head never in them clouds. Can't be considered lame due to my disdain for all them lames in the crowd. Bitch, who you fooling? You not as cool as you seem to be. Impossible, cause you never have been seen with me. And I'll never let a square in my circle. I run competition like I'm Herschel. Bitch, it's authentic.
Based on your acts and your ways thus far, thus far. You ain't as real as you say you are, you are. I was blind, but now I see, I see, I see. You ain't ever give a fuck about me.
Yeah.
So
got these people in my ear telling me what they wanna hear. They said I need to make some music they can dance to. Your opinion's like rice. Thanks for the advice, but them unnecessary carbs I can't do. Yo, yo, I pity the fool. I'm picking up tools. Time to go to work. My pick meets dirt. I'm laying foundation. You just laying down to get fucked by the situation. Out of time, but I remain patient. Put my faith in God. I don't trust no man. I'm defying odds. Facing the firing squad. No blindfold. Look them dead in the eye, young and that cold. Every bar like a brick of gold. If you sifting through the course code, nigga, this a rush. Nobody in they right mind denying I ain't out mine. But that don't stop folks from trying.
Based on your acts and your ways thus far, thus far. You ain't as real as you say you are, you are.
Gangsters do what we want, cowboys do what you can. Y'all some low ass boys, I'm a grown ass man. You know my type, I beat your ass with my Glock on me. Tell your shooter fuck him even when he got the drop on me. Genuine G with a mobster mentality. Cross me if you want to casually become a casualty. Feeling like my heart outside, it's winter time. And these dudes starting to look like food, it's dinner time. If you scared, go to church, cause right now it's sinner time. I refuse to take a loss, so right now it's winter time. Chest get blown if you playing with my provolone. Rotting in your closet to the smell reach your neighbor home. Fuck wrong with these niggas. Try to break bread, unify, and feed these niggas. Still they find a way to trick shit up. Go broke, they wanna stick shit up. Kill them all, nigga.
Based on your acts and your ways thus far, thus far. You ain't as real as you say you are. I was blind, but now I see. I see. You ain't ever give a fuck about me. You're so see-through.
Something special about what we share. Billions of years have gone by, but feel we've been there. Like it was foretold and written upon a scroll. I think I found my kindred soul.
Throughout my life she would be there for me. Throughout my life she would be there for me.
Something special about what we share. Billions of years have gone by, but feel we've been there. Like it was foretold and written upon a scroll. I think I found my kindred soul.
Woman and man, we compliment each other, so I compliment you every chance that I can. See, it was planned by the hands of the almighty creator that we would end up together whenever he made us. Even if it was a long road to travel, we just had to let the story unravel through the hassles that... So why did I go there? It's the fun nights, the one nights that all helped to prepare that we bear something meaningful in due time. Create a singular mind state from two minds. Let's raise kids like our great-great grandparents with the same care that they take. It may take every single element of love up in our DNA. The greatest mission, it's written that it should be this way. You gave me clarity cause looking was a struggle, but I see the whole picture now since you fit in the puzzle.
Something special about what we share. Billions of years have gone by, but feel we've been there. Like it was foretold and written upon a scroll. I think I found my kindred soul.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Hey, I'm looking like yo, shorty tight though. The antidote, she like the nice show. You need a wife though to help you navigate through what life throws. Find a missus right is like a life goal. I've been through many different situations, watched it break down to where we barely have a conversation. My relationship was losing steam. I had to play some defense like a losing team. She take the word of someone else, believe the rumors and the lies without asking me herself. Get it from the horse's mouth like an equestrian. She acted like the fans and walked out like a pedestrian. I'll try again with the next gen, my lover and my best friend. She don't treat me like I'm a possession. She like the only one who really know me. I call her East African cause she the homie. She the homie, 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 she the homie.
Billions of years have gone by, but feel we've been there. Like it was foretold and written upon a scroll. I think I found my kindred soul.
I can't talk it like the game, these lanes are kicked. Play tiff to this chick that stole my ticker right quick, which was hard to do cause Lock and Key had a few previous lusts I lost, left me leery or two. Folks together forever, whatever, you came and changed that. H-Town, old thing back. It's like I met you in a past life, searching with a flashlight through dark days. My heart changed when you add light from your pretty smile. That's my favorite feature, plus the vertical rendition. I'm kissing, I love it. We could waste a week away, going deep in the sheets. I stay there forever, never feeling the need to stray. That's how I knew you like a check, 1-2. I said a prayer and hit my knee. You replied, I do. Hard to fit all the emotion inside of 16 bars. I just wanna say I love you in everything that you are.
Something special about what we share. Billions of years have gone by, but feel we've been there. Like it was foretold and written upon a scroll. I think I found my kindred soul. Something special about what we share.
Shall I say, think back 22 years ago to keep it on track. The birth of a child on the 8th of October. A toast, but my granddaddy came sober. Count all the fingers and the toes. Now I suppose you hope the little black boy grows. 18 years younger than my mama, but I really got beatings cause the girl loved drama. In single parenthood, there I stood. By the time she was 21, had another one. This one's a girl, let's name her Pam. Same father as the first, but you don't give a damn. Irresponsible, plain not thinking. Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking. Still he won't down, you would tear out your hide on your side while the baby make a slide. But mama got wise to the game. The youngest of five kids, hun, here it is. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house. Listen, positive over negative, for the woman a master. Mother queen's rising the chapter. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do when they reminisce over you, my God. I recall a man off the family tree. My right hand, Papa Doc, I see. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father when my biological didn't bother. Taking care of this, so who am I to bicker? Not a bad ticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver. But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to. Here we go while I check the scene with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss. But I bet you all you know they live longer than us. Never been seen now, that's where you're wrong. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Nodding off sleep to a jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on a wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him. For this man to cuss, hear it all in verbatim. Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty. Use your condom, take sips of the brew. Grin the reminisce over you.
never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness. Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. T to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of Big Lou's fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather. My grandma Pam holds the family together. My uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest. I tried to be live cause I got no choice and run my own business like my Aunt Joyce. So Pete Rock hit me, enough respect due when they reminisce over you. Listen, listen.
Just listen.
Peace.